For KOSU, I'm Michael Cross. Whose job is it to teach college students sexual health? Well, the answer might not be as black and white as you might think. In this episode of OSU Research Matters, Megan Robinson speaks with Dr. Amber Manning Ouellette, an assistant professor at Oklahoma State. Her research examines the history of sexual health education in the United States and how we can work to break down the barriers.
Only 33% of individuals ages 18 to 25 actually have any form of sexual health education. So what that means is only 33% of your college students actually are coming in with any type of information. And we can say, you know, they had comprehensive sex ed, but really that's dependent on the school district. That's dependent on family conversations that were present or not present. That's also dependent on the internet and how they obtain those. So you're having this diverse group of students come in that may or may not have any knowledge. And then we set up this environment. They have complete freedom to explore who they are as an individual. And then these environments that really cultivate their interaction with peers, then you have some of the other fun stuff that comes with that. And so you just have these sort of environments or climates where they can start to really explore that sexuality without any limits or boundaries or regulations. And without having accurate knowledge or any knowledge, they lack those information and education to make informed decisions about what they're doing in terms of sexual health.
Dr. Amber Manning Ouellette's research stems from student affairs and its historical connection to sexual health education. Her focus is on understanding why barriers exist when it comes to teaching the topic.
It's uncomfortable. No one wants to talk about sex or sexuality because it's uncomfortable. I think we continue to live in a society where the uncomfortability drives the conversations that we see or not see in our home. If our family doesn't talk about it, it's typically pretty taboo.
Dr. Manning Ouellette says the regulation of sexual education at universities ties back to a law, in loco parentis. That translates to in place of the parent, which meant it was up to the universities to protect their students.
Students started to rebel against that. They didn't want the regulations. They didn't want women's curfews. They didn't want small classes where we couldn't fit in. They wanted resources for diverse students, right? And so once the erosion of in loco parentis happened, then that's where you see universities not regulating as much of dating and courtship. But I think a lot of it's rooted in fear. What we don't know maintains and kind of influences the decisions that we make just by pure fear. But historically, institutions were in place of the parents, so it was their job to keep students safe. And they thought by regulating sex and dating, they were keeping students safe.
What are some of the ways we can break down these barriers?
Helping parents understand how to talk to your children or how to talk about to your family about sexual health and what that means. It's a part of our healthcare, right? I think having course offerings like human sexuality as part of general education. I think the more we can cultivate and really center students and everything, that's how you start to break down those barriers. And advocacy is a really big one, right? Like to be vocal, to go to state legislators and say, we need K-12 sex ed. We need comprehensive education, the same at the institutional level, going to administrators and voicing why this type of work is very important. And I love the historical stuff too, to kind of illustrate like this is how it used to be and see how far we've come or see how things are still the same and need to change, right?
For OSU Research Matters, I'm Megan Robinson.
Research Matters is a biweekly look inside the work of Oklahoma State University faculty, staff, and students. You can download OSU Research Matters wherever you get your podcasts.